Hola y bienvenido a Planeta Stella. I'm Veronica Bilski and I'm speaking with Jason Martin, who has taken classes in a couple of our locations. He's already attended classes in Viña del Mar and Mendoza. Jason, welcome and thank you for taking the time to talk with me during your travels.
Thank you, Veronica.
You began your classes with Estela in Viña del Mar in Chile and then moved to Mendoza in Argentina. Are you still there?
I'm still in Mendoza currently. I took a week off because I got a little cold that I'm recovering from, but I plan to take classes either probably next week or the following week, get back in it.
Awesome. So what led you to choose the cities that you did?
Initially, I had a plan to travel through South America a little bit. Of course, South America is a giant location, and you kind of have to pick and choose accordingly. And so I decided I was going to start off in Chile and then travel through Argentina and finally into Uruguay. And, it was really on my travels that I learned about Acela and discovered that there were numerous schools available in various locations. And I think that's perfect for the traveler because, most people want to explore a lot of places and they don't want to stay in one city for an entire period of time. And the nice thing about Acela is there's six schools in three different countries.
Are you planning to go to any more of them?
I'll certainly go to the Buenos Aires school after I'm done Mendoza, but I'm going to explore some other cities in Argentina before I get there.
Awesome. So, what's your current goal in learning Spanish?
I must say, I'm pretty much an absolute beginner. I took classes when I was in high school. I was pretty terrible at it. I even took some high school classes that as well before my travels. But I'm basically just, at first, you just want to get some basic comprehension so you can just do the basic things like travel, order your food, and so forth. But certainly, I want to go well beyond just caveman communication of a new language. So,
That's good.
it's been it's been helpful, the schools. Although it will be something for me, it will take some time, but they're easily the best Spanish language classes I've ever had.
So you've seen more growth during these weeks than with your high school or your night classes?
Yeah, certainly. You're immersed in it so much more. Of course, being in a Spanish speaking country helps accelerate that process, but also just the teaching styles and programs that Acela has have been much better, certainly than anything I've taken before.
Yeah. You said that you didn't know about the classes really till you arrived in South America. So did you have any challenges in kind of pulling the trigger and coming to take classes with Acela?
Really, what drew me in was the various locations of Acela. So, it's like you type in Spanish language classes, and you could throw, a dart at, a giant newspaper with, hundreds of different schools, it seems like. But Acela seemed to stand out from the curriculum that I looked at, and also the number of locations that really accommodate a traveler, which is very nice.
Yeah. So at school, what are your grammar and conversation classes like?
Well, you start off in the morning with almost a 2 hour class with conversation, and the goal is to immerse you in the language completely. Most of the teachers will talk to you in almost complete Spanish. If you're really lost, they'll throw, give you certain communication to try to communicate what it is in English if you don't understand. But it's really trying to speed up the process to get you immersed. And at first, I was kind of in a deer in headlights, but in the first week, but you begin to get accustomed to it more, and it helps one at least gain an understanding of the language much quicker. And then following that are the grammar classes, and it takes you through the basics, but there's a variety of different teaching styles that help you begin to understand the basic structure of the language.
So, what area of Spanish is currently the most challenging for you to understand and use?
I would say actually conjugating verbs. I'm still in the beginning and, you know, going through, I mean, I know it's just the very basics, but the Sarah star and so forth is, it's going to take time. You know, there's certain, students that I think can do a little better, with similar languages. French speaking students, for example, seem to accelerate a little faster, but, English speakers, I think there's certain large differences between the languages that'll take me some time.
Yeah, definitely. Hopefully it's not too frustrating to see them going a little bit more quickly.
It is, but, you know, we realize, anyone realizes that you have to just take it at your own pace. You know, it's not a contest. It's for your own personal growth.
Mm-hmm. So how do Estella's professors help you understand things like that better, like the difference between Sayer and Estar?
That's a good question. Essentially, they'll use a different variety of either oral or visual lessons that, you know, can try to communicate these things. And, you know, there's a lot of pictures, you know, for various things to communicate different things. And it's really a combination of audio, you know, and visual type of lessons quite often.
Mm-hmm. Good. So what other types of people are in your Spanish classes? You said there's some people from France.
Yeah, you know, there were a lot of, especially when I was in Viña del Mar, there were a lot of international travelers. I was the lone person from the States for a while, and there were some Canadians, a couple Canadians, but I would say mostly we had a lot of European travelers, especially German, Swiss, French. And probably a few other countries that I can't remember off the top of my head, but that's predominantly what I would see in at least in the Viña del Mar school.
Mm-hmm. And how many students are in your classes?
Well, the nice thing about the classes are they're very small. I had anywhere between 2 to 5 students per class, so that allows great communication between teacher and student. It's not like you're in a college lecture hall with like 30, 50, 100 people. It's very personal, and you can ask many questions and get a great immersion of the language.
Good. And regarding the school's locations, have they been in safe areas that are easily accessible?
I would certainly say so. Both the Viña del Mar and Mendoza locations that I've taken classes in, they're both in the nicer sections of the cities, with very easy to get to by public transportation, and also having a variety of restaurants or food options or fun things to do very close by. So they were definitely strategically picked well.
Yeah, and how did you get around? Like, what form of transportation did you use for those activities?
Quite often, you know, the public transportation and systems in both cities is excellent. The bus systems, so the taxi system, which are called colectivos in Viña del Mar, are very, very cheap and a great way to get around town quickly.
Good. And what types of after-school activities are available?
You know, Viña del Mar is certainly a great outdoor location. We did lots of things like going to beaches, surfing down sand dunes. We went kayaking out in the ocean. We explored the streets of Valparaiso, which is something that anyone should see at some point in their life. And explore various museums as well. And just a lot of great outdoor stuff to do. In actually both of those locations, and I certainly hope to do more in Mendoza as well. I just did, obviously, a wine tour in Mendoza during my week, but there's so much more to explore with the mountain ranges and everything else that I can't wait to see.
Yeah. So why did you say that everyone should go see Valparaíso?
It's just a visual it's a visually stimulating location. There's lots of amazing street art, lots of interesting things going on. The nightlife is a lot of fun, certainly. It's just a very unique location. It almost looks like, this will sound like a bad, cheesy analogy, but it almost like stepping inside like a Salvador Dali painting.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
<That's> awesome. That's a good description, though. Yeah. Other than like things sliding off of walls and distortion. But
it's really, really bizarre characters, of course.
Yeah. Have you taken any other like extended weekend trips that you'd recommend yet?
One trip that I took when I first arrived in Chile before I attended Viña del Mar school is a town. It's called Pichilemu. It's about a 3-hour bus ride south of Santiago, and it's a small little town. But if you're into surfing, it's a world famous surf destination. And if you just want to go and get away from a big city and just go into nature for a weekend, it's a great weekend retreat. But if you do surf, you will get gigantic waves and some beautiful coastline and scenery. It kind of looks like, for the coastline, like what California may have looked like over 100 years ago. So it's a beautiful location.
Cool. And you're a surfer?
I surf a little bit. Yeah. I'm not a good surfer, but I'm more of a rock climber. That's my main sport. So I'm going to do some of that in Mendoza, certainly. But I do surf a little bit, and it's a great sport as well.
Awesome. So can you tell me about your accommodations in Mendoza?
My accommodations in Mendoza, I've actually been running my own location. So I'm staying between a variety of places. One, I stayed in a hotel for a while. I stayed with rented out an apartment through Airbnb for a while. I also stayed at some hostels for a while. So, I like to do like a variety of different things while I travel to either meet new people or sometimes you just want to rest, from activities and so forth. So, they've all been very, very good in Mendoza. Mendoza is a very enjoyable town, and it's a good location to visit.
Yeah, that's cool. So how did you find the hostels? Are those online?
Yeah, one really good thing to find a hostel, and they're very inexpensive, is booking.com.
Okay.
And you can find just many, many hostels. Right now I checked into, it's called the Chill Inn Hostel in Mendoza, and it got a really great rating, and it's a brand new building. Everything's super clean, super nice, and I highly recommend this place so far.
Nice.
Been here, yeah.
So what have been your favorite restaurants, either in Viña del Mar or Mendoza?
Mendoza, there was a good Italian restaurant on the west side of town, not very far from the school, maybe only 5 blocks north of the school, called Aldo, which I probably ate the best personal pizza of my life. I just ordered a chicken pizza, but it came with like every other vegetable imaginable and every spice. And it was something to fill you up after being on the road for a while. It was great. Nearby in Viña del Mar, there are a variety of restaurants to choose from as well, but I highly recommend eating seafood when you're in Viña del Mar, because Chile has some of the best seafood that I've ever had. It's fantastic.
Nice. What did you try?
There's so many things. You'll find good options if you just order any seafood there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So what types of friendships have you made, either through Acela or through your hostel staying?
There was a camaraderie in the Viña del Mar school. Quite often, most or at least half of the students would go off on the group activities in the afternoon. you know, certainly made friendships with the staff at mm-hmm. at the schools, and we definitely hang out and have fun, you know, during the weekend nights and so forth. And so I made friends with people from all over the world, and it was really a great and rewarding experience.
How have the cultures of the cities you've been in been similar or different to your hometown?
Well, you know, like anywhere, there's always similarities and differences. I would say it's interesting to look at Chile. I feel like it's, from a business economy standpoint, the country is certainly exploding in growth. There's lots of construction everywhere, and it makes me think of maybe like the U.S., you know, several decades ago when it was really booming in mm-hmm. growth. So, you know, Chile looks like that's a great thing for their economy from a business standpoint. So those are definitely similarities there. You know, there's certain cultural differences a little bit, but to me they weren't very drastic, you know, but that's expected to be anywhere where you travel. I would say culturally, maybe Argentina is a bit closer culturally to the States mm-hmm. than Chile, but their business sense isn't the same as Chile.
Oh.
So it's kind of like things move a little slower paced in Argentina than Chile. So it's kind of like, you know, I hate to like do a polarization categorizing something, but I think Chile is more for, you know, speed, you know, sped up business, has for business sense, and Argentina from mm-hmm. a cultural sense is more similar to the States.
Cool.
From my experience.
Yeah. You mentioned earlier to me that you're a distributor of organic emission reducing tablets. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I sell a product. They're called Green Fuel Tabs, and they're essentially they've been used for 15 years by the city of Los Angeles to save money on gas and diesel for their buses and trucks. And they've primarily been sold to businesses, and now they're being offered to the general public for the last couple years. Essentially, mm-hmm. what they do, they'll save you 15 to 25% in gas on any gas or diesel vehicle, and they'll also reduce emissions by 50%. And what's really great about it, it's like the size of a little vitamin, and it's an organic, non-toxic tablet. You drop it in your gas tank and fill up, and then after you use it a few times, you'll really start saving money on gas. A $20 pack of these that treats 100 gallons of fuel will save you an average of $100. So it's a really great cost saving device. You can purchase these at the website www.greenfueltablets.com, or if somebody's interested business-wise for wholesale accounts, they can contact me at greenfueltabs@runbox.com.
Awesome. Yeah, I live in Salt Lake City, so we have some big inversion pollution problems, so it really interested me.
Yeah, no, I mean, check it out. Sure. It's a really great product, and you know, that you can read a lot of information on that website.
Yeah, I think I'll do that. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Do you have a favorite or memorable Spanish word or phrase?
Ooh, it'll sound really bad. It's the first one, because again, I'm still a caveman Spanish speaker, unfortunately. You know, probably no entiendo, lo siento, yo habla un poco de español.
That's perfect.
And then hopefully, and then you say, entiendo inglés. And so you try to be a little apologetic about not having comprehension of the language. I'm lucky that quite often I'll run into English speakers or people who can speak a little bit of English. But again, you know, I don't want to get lazy on that crux. I mean, the purpose, I need to learn Spanish. So
yeah,
I just use that when I have to. But it's something that gets you around certain things and warms people up a little bit sometimes.
It does. That reminds me, I used to teach school where the majority of the family spoke Spanish, and I taught my husband one phrase, and it was, no entiendo, dile a mi esposa. So I don't understand, tell my wife. And he used it, and yeah, people started laughing, and everything was good after that. So
it's an icebreaker, right?
Yep. Oh, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
You know, really just to reiterate, you know, that Isela schools are great for travelers. There are two schools in Peru, two in Chile, two in Argentina. So if you're planning a great trip, it's something you can use to plan your trip around. And especially the after-school activities that are available at some of these schools are really great. So it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone, because you'll go to cities that are desirable vacation destinations, and you'll have people help set you up with things to do. Plus, of course, the most important thing when you're there is you'll learn Spanish, and you'll meet people mm-hmm. from all over the world. So it's and of course, the classes are great, and the staff are excellent. So it's a really win-win situation in a lot of ways.
Wonderful. Well, muchísimas gracias, Jason, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you, and much luck in continuing your Spanish program and all your travels.
Gracias, Veronica. It's certainly a pleasure speaking with you as well.
Thank you.